Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You have successfully and very wisely, I might add, tuned in to America's Home for Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, the one, the only, the ever so beloved, benevolent dictator here behind the microphone, Todd Huff. It is good to be here today. I hope you had a great weekend as well. We had a nice weekend, my friends. I'll tell you here off the top, we will be out Friday and next week. I think I'll be returning late next week, probably the following Friday, but I will be out for about a week here. We've got guest hosts lined up, Chris Dunham, Gary Varvel, Senator John Crane, Micah Clark. So, lots of folks lined up to fill in while we are gone. You will be in good hands. I'll tell you, I know it's, you know, looking ahead here, but it's a good time to think about staying in contact, or, well, just getting additional content when we are out. The best way to do that is to subscribe to our absolutely free daily newsletter called The Daily Truth. Just go to toddhuffshow.com/truth to sign up for the email newsletter. All right, today, what do I want to get to? I want to talk about what we know about the alleged shooter, assassin of Charlie Kirk. I want to talk about some of the information we have found out just about him, some of the evidence that exists, some of the narratives, the storylines, and so forth. I also want to talk a little bit, as the program unfolds, about something that's happening on social media. You might have seen this, and I want your thoughts on this. I want your opinions on this. There's several people who are going online who are looking for people who cheered the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and they are finding out who these people are. They're not doxing them in the sense that they're providing their personal information. In fact, they're making it abundantly clear they don't want to see any harm befall these individuals. Instead, what they're doing is they're tracking down where these people are working, and they're sharing these videos, these posts with the employers of these individuals. A lot of these folks have been fired, or some of them are, in the case of being a public teacher, for example, some of them have been put on administrative leave, paid leave, that sort of thing. So I've got that to talk about. Free speech. And listen, there's a lot to get to with this issue. And I want to make sure that we don't forget what's initiated this entire discussion here, because at its core, we have the heinous, vile, wicked, evil assassination of a young man who was sharing his viewpoints, his opinion, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. He's being maligned. He, of course, was murdered, and there's been a lot of disrespect and just reprehensible things said about his wife and his children. That's what started all of this, and of course, this goes back. this goes back. This didn't start last week. That heinous event happened last week. But what fuels this, the hatred that has been spewed, the things that people have been taught and believe, that goes way, way back into our culture here. This has been going on for decades. This again, just didn't happen last week. So I want to talk about this, provide a little perspective here. And before I do that, my friends, you know one of the biggest challenges that we as conservative have is finding ways to ensure our values are aligned with the things that we do. And that includes how we invest our money. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that don't align with our faith, that don't align with our values, so that we're not funding things that go completely against the things that we believe in, the things that we proclaim as true and good, especially from a biblical Christian worldview. Plus, the folks at 48 Financial will do all the heavy lifting for us, helping us align our values and our investments, our purpose, our goals. And the best part is you don't have to do any of that yourself. All you have to do is go to 48financial.com just as a starting point, /Todd. You got to put the /Todd to get to the assessment. There's a tool that they have online where you can go and you can explain your values and you can, they'll compare those against your current investments and you can see to what degree, if any, or completely your investments align with your values. Folks, this is, listen, this is a big part of this. I'm not a fan of cancel culture. Anytime we just wait until someone says something with which we disagree, we go and stop doing business. But that is one thing. But it's another to support businesses or invest in companies who are doing the things that are antithetical, the exact opposite of living out our faith. And so 48 Financial gives you a tool, gives you a path by which you can figure out how your investments are aligned with your values, or if they are. So 48financial.com/Todd, 48 Financial, because our money should work for our values. All right, let's talk a little bit here. Let's talk a little bit here about what we have learned, excuse me, about the assassination, about the shooter. The shooter's name, again, I don't like to do this. In fact, if you've listened to this program for any length of time, you will know when there are these heinous acts of violence, school shootings, mass murders, things like that, and people have manifestos and that sort of thing. You'll find that I don't like to say the names of these folks because that's part of what they like is the attention, the limelight. That being said, I'm going to say the name once here. If I say it again, it will just be in passing. I don't want to give this lunatic, alleged lunatic, an idiot here, perpetrator of evil, any more attention and glory than he's already gotten here. Even though, of course, it's completely, again, it's been completely turned upon its head what is good here. But he's getting attention, which, of course, has to be part of this. But Tyler Robinson is his name. He's 22 years old from Utah. He was arrested after a 33-hour manhunt. And according to reports, he's currently not cooperating with investigators. His dad turned him in after recognizing the photos. Family and friends are cooperating. In fact, some media reports have some information from family and friends. This individual, this alleged gunman, was apparently, according to reports, once a top student, had a high GPA, did well in school, dropped out of Utah State, and is now an apprentice, an electrical apprentice, again, according to reports. He personally has no party affiliation, political party affiliation. He's an inactive voter, according, again, to reports. His parents, as you may have heard, are Republicans, are conservative Republicans. But it appears that there is a major divergence in ideology between the shooter and his family. So, it's also been reported that this alleged gunman, this alleged assassin, is has been living with a transgender partner, a trans woman. Listen, this will upset some people, but it's the easiest way. I did this with my, with a relative of mine. You know, you have older relatives who grew up in a world where there were boys and girls, as there are, and they start hearing trans this and cis that. They don't know any. I didn't know any of this. I had to learn it just to discuss it with people who have this warped worldview. But anytime, I think the simple explanation or the simple way of remembering this transgender culture, the nomenclature and the terms and so forth, anytime you hear the word trans, just put, and this is going to upset some people, I'm not trying to be provocative, I'm trying to provide something that is absolutely true and easy to remember. When you hear the word trans, just think fake. Just think fake. Fictitious. Think make-believe. So when you hear trans woman, it's a fake woman, which means he's biologically a man. So this alleged gunman's partner is a trans woman, meaning he's a biological male who is trying to become a female, which of course is genetically impossible. It contradicts nature and nature's God, the way that creation and the order of creation was made. Again, just for the record, I don't have hard feelings. I don't want to heap insult or injury upon people who struggle with these things, but I also don't want to normalize them. I also don't want to have a world where I have to explain to my children things that are incredibly simple to understand until the world gets them and twists them and then demands that if you don't view them the way that the world views them in this very twisted and distorted way, that you're the problem. Truth actually matters. Science actually matters. God's design actually matters. And so that's the world that he, this alleged shooter, was living in, which is evidence that he's rebelling or has an opposite worldview of his parents. I think it's clear to say at this point that this guy wasn't living as a conservative person. That seems pretty obvious to me. There's evidence here that he was involved. There's evidence in Discord chats. There's a digital trail. They're still piecing together, you know, the motive. But it's clear that he hated what Charlie Cook's Kirk stood for and what he said. Now, it's likely very, that's a big part of this, right? It's likely the case that it's ideological. It's likely that it's something to do with rage and hatred. And there's likely some component of some type of radicalization. I mean, this is not something that normal people do. As I said off the top, this is not something that happened. It did happen just last week, but this stuff didn't start last week. In fact, I've thought about doing a program. This just takes a different type of... The way I prepare for programs is certain types of programs can be different. You know, typically, what we do is we come on here and we talk about the news of the day. We talk about the issues. We talk about things at the intersection of politics, faith, and culture. And I talk about those things. And then we use those oftentimes to springboard into a deeper conversation about the issue, teachable moments, truth, just things like that. But every once in a while, there's something that's so heinous or so important, I'll try to have a set-aside episode where we just talk about that. The problem is I'm so wired to want to talk about the news of the day because that's what we do typically. I sometimes push those episodes off because you never know what's going to happen the next day. I mean, if I plan to do an episode about this and do a deep dive into how we as a nation have gotten to this point, we trace back the things that were being taught in schools, the things that were being condoned in public and that sort of thing over the course of history. And then a big event happens that I'm not ready to discuss. That's the risk here that I don't want to get into. Anyway, but I do think that it's important to understand how we got here. how we got here. Not necessarily to blame, to point fingers, though that's important. We have to understand who the culprits are. We have to understand who the people are that are teaching these sorts of things, who are radicalizing people's beliefs, who have dehumanized people. You know, I remember during the COVID, the way that COVID was handled and everything happening, I remember saying on this program that we have desensitized people. We have taken, you know, you had a mask on, you weren't allowed to get within 6 feet of a person. You were basically being told that that person wasn't another human being. That person was a spreader of a communicable disease, and that they were a spreader of germs that was a potential super spreader. And we dehumanized people. There's been other ways that we've dehumanized people in our culture as well. The abhorrent practices of abortion is another one of those. I don't want to get into all that now, but there are a lot of things that fueled us and got us to this particular point. And we're going to find out more about the shooter. But it's obvious that there's an ideological component to this. It's obvious that the shooter hated Charlie Kirk. And I would probably felt some level of justification, which even makes this worse, right? Some level of justification for murdering Charlie Kirk. And you go back, and there's montages, and there's archives of things that some of these politicians have said. Remember that I don't know if it was Detroit or just someone in Michigan. I just saw this the other day. It was something we had talked about a year or two ago. But there was like a city councilman or maybe a state congressman, I can't remember. It was a female who basically was, telling people to fight back in a violent way. I remember this. It was very creepy. I've got that. It's not in the stack, but that's something that we could talk about as well. But you go back to the way that the left is basically called Trump Hitler. They've called Trump and people like Charlie Kirk, and to a lesser degree, people like me, fascist and homophobes and racists and everything else. Of course, stirring people up to hatred. And you basically created this scenario whereby people think they're the modern day equivalent of the people who freed the slaves or making a moral stand like Rosa Parks, except that's not at all what's happening here. The people who are on the side of maligning people like me or Charlie Kirk, more importantly, the president, that are justified. I mean, they've maligned them so much that they have, in the minds of the people who have enacted violence, they have created a mindset that justifies the violence, which of course is reprehensible and wicked. There's no justification for it. I'm not saying that there's any objective justification, but in the minds of these folks, I believe that they think that there is. And you only get to that point when you have abject rage and just nonstop malignment, misrepresentation of what's going on. I saw a clip of Senator Fetterman, who's a Democrat from Pennsylvania, who actually was on, I forget what he was on, but he was on CBS or something, saying that Trump is not this fascist. That's characterizing what's going on. He has different politics, Fetterman said, politics with which I don't agree with, Fetterman said. But he said he's not this totalitarian. That's a misrepresentation. And that sort of thing fuels this. So we'll find out, hopefully we'll find out more about this. You never know with the media what their spin is going to be on this. There's also allegedly been some messages that have been found on the ammunition, on the shell casings, of the bullets that were used, or one bullet that was used, and the unspent rounds that were there that they found with the shooter or whatever, some messages. And I'm going to read you a couple of those. One of them says, "Hey, fascist, catch." And it's got arrows pointing up, arrows pointing to the right, and three arrows pointing down. That's apparently some sort of a reference to video game controls. Another one said, "Oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow," which is a reference to an anti-fascist anthem that dates back to World War II, which I want to get into that in the next segment. Another one that said, Another one that read, if you read this, you are gay, LMAO, which is an insult, of course, from trolls online. If you want to see what some of these comments are, just go to the TikTok feed on my videos on TikTok. But you get the idea. These trolls, these were written on the shell casings of bullets that were intended for Charlie Kirk. Now, the one that was used, the shell casing from the round that was fired, where did that go? That actually had a reference. Where did it go? I had it in my stack here. But it was some sort of reference to a furry meme, which is, again, just demonstrating the mental and spiritual unwellness of this particular individual. I had it here somewhere. It's not here in my list, but oh, here it is. It says notices bulges, capital O, small W, capital O. What's this? That's a meme from furry, not safe for work online subculture, mocking cringe humor. I mean, just really, really sick and twisted stuff. Pure evil is what we're talking about here. So that was what was the messages that were carved into the shell casings that were found on the shooter. The one spent shell casing was, of course, the last message that I had there. So this wasn't just, I've seen some people have forwarded me stuff. One commentator said Charlie Kirk wasn't assassinated because he was conservative. He was assassinated because he was effective. But he was assassinated because of his ideas, because of his conservative values, because of his belief in Jesus Christ. That's why some people out there have said he's a martyr for Christianity, because he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't have to watch many of his events to know that. I mean, that's obviously what he believed, and he shared this message. We share this message as well on the program. The hope, the only hope that we have, my friends, ultimately is found in Jesus Christ. Charlie Kirk spread that message as well. So it was his beliefs, but to the point of some of these commentators, it wasn't just that. If he wasn't effective in what he was doing, he wouldn't have been targeted. There's truth, obviously, in that as well. But it says also some things about the culture. What about nihilism? Right? What about just this disconnected generation? This generation of hopelessness. This generation, and not every kid falls into this category, right? But there's a generation of people out there, young people, who have been taught that there is no God. Life has no meaning. I can't help but wonder to what degree that had in this as well. We've dehumanized people. When people live only online, and listen, you can have good things happen online, you can have some reprehensible things happen online, but one of the things we have to guard against is the reality that living simply online prevents us from really understanding the humanity of people. I have more to say about this, my friends. I want to remind you here, program brought to you in part by Red, White, and Brand. Get your logo on almost anything, whether it's t-shirts, hats, apparel, promotional products, you name it, redwhiteandbrand.com. Owned and operated here by those of us at the Todd Huff Show. Red, White, and Brand, your logo on almost anything. redwhiteandbrand.com is the website. Use promo code Todd, you'll save 10% on your first purchase, and if you complete your order online, you'll get free shipping to boot. RedWhiteAndBrand.com, promo code Todd. I have to take a break, my friend. Sit tight. Back here in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package, so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Segment two of today's program. It's good to be here. Talking about some heavy things, trying to piece together really what was going on in the heart and mind of the shooter when he assassinated Charlie Kirk last week. By the way, I want to mention this. I got a message on our Facebook page. I'm unoffendable. I think I am. There's things that get me fired up. But I think I'm unoffendable. You have to be in this line of work. You have to be if you want to have any online presence today and talk about politics, culture, faith. If you want to have a podcast, radio show, if you just want to stand up for truth, have a blog, whatever, you better have some thick skin or at least a trust in the one who you care whose opinion, his opinion for you, God Almighty, more than you care about what other people think. But I had someone comment, and I just thought it was peculiar. It's just fascinating to me. I commented, we posted every day. So on Facebook now, we haven't done this in a while. We're kind of revamping and rebuilding the ways that we've had so many problems on social media. Shadow banned in some places. I mean, we got never fully canceled, but we had plenty of YouTube videos taken down. That's why you'll only find clips on there now and not the full program. There's just a lot of stuff that goes on with that. And it's a priority, but not my top priority at the moment. But we're trying to improve the way that we connect with people online. It's not bad. I prefer this podcast platform. I prefer communicating through email, like when folks subscribe or message us on the email newsletter. I like that more so than social media. But your reach is, of course, amplified dramatically. And there's a lot of good people that you can meet out there. And I love that. But I had a guy. So we started posting on Facebook. A summary of the day's program, a link to the stack of stuff, which of course you know about if you've listened to this program, which has a link to listen to the show. It's got articles that you can reference that, you know, just kind of background as to what we might have been talking about on the day's program. It has a full transcript of the show. Some people prefer to read that. It's AI generated. So this program is being transcribed right now with an AI, just a recording program. It transcribes the audio into text, and then we try to clean it with additional AI. But the bottom line is it's not going to be 100% correct. It's very high. It's 95, 97%, I believe. Anyway, so those are the sorts of things we post on the website, and we just basically put it out there every day. If you want to click and listen to the show, if you can't listen on it as a podcast, or some people just prefer that method of communication. And one of these individuals made a response that said that we were grifting off of Charlie Kirk, which, listen, I don't care. If someone makes a comment like that, I think pretty lowly of them as a person. But, you can ask a question, man, why are you doing this? If you have a genuine question. But to make a statement about me, like, you haven't listened to the program. You want to sound like a tough guy on the internet. I don't care. And your comment is just meaningless to me. But it also, I don't know what people expect. Grifting basically meaning you're trying to profit off. That's not the case. What did people expect? I talk about politics and culture and faith on this program every day for 10 years. I talked about the passing of Rush Limbaugh, which was an incredibly difficult program for me. We still refer to things, we call it the stack. In memory of him, every Thanksgiving, we do a program that's something Rush did. The true story, the real story of Thanksgiving. And we'll do that again this year. It's not to steal his thunder. In fact, I reference on the program, this is in honor of him. You can have any opinion you want about that. Have at it. But to make a demonstrative claim, a truth claim that I'm doing it for some nefarious purposes, other than just I want to recognize and remember the people who have had an impact in this movement. And there's some things that I've actually been thinking about implementing into the program or some of the stuff we do on social media that I think Charlie Kirk did incredibly well. Not because I'm trying to profit off of what he did, but because I'm trying to do two things. One, if something works well, then we should probably try to emulate it. And he should get the credit for that. He did some things incredibly well. Number one. Number two, it keeps his honor and memory alive. I mean, this, I think that it's important that we remember the people who have taken great steps to save this nation. And Charlie Kirk did that. I don't know what people expect. I don't have any interest in ignoring this. Should that have been the course of action? See, to me, that would have seemed more like I was self-absorbed if I just ignored the story. What type of a person does that? Anyway, if you make comments like that and you want to be taken seriously, don't make them on our page. Anyway, but let's get to, I told you we were going to talk about this Bella Chow, which is an anthem. It's an anthem that was a World War II partisan anthem against Mussolini and Nazis, which of course in today's world, you have to say, because you're, you know, told by the left every day, people who have PhD tacked onto their name, that Trump is a Nazi. And if you don't see that, you're just an idiot. You're too stupid. Let the smart people tell you. And you ask them why. Explain to me why. Well, they can't tell you. But if they can't tell you why, it's because you're too stupid to understand. This is how these clowns operate. The opposite of how I operate. I think if I can't explain something clearly enough, I didn't do my job. They think if you don't agree wholeheartedly with them, you're the idiot. They're never the problem. Absolutely backwards and upside down. If you can't communicate your idea clearly, if you can't break it down to the simplest level, if you can't put the cookie, so to speak, on the bottom shelf, then something's wrong with your idea. If it can't be broken down into something that's simple, I mean, outside of like theoretical physics or something, but really the more you understand it, a topic or an issue, the easier it is to explain in simple terms that everybody can understand, and that should be the objective. But it's not the objective because they don't want you to understand because they don't. It's not built on truth, so it doesn't make any sense. And so then the only way that they can save face is to basically say, look, I got a PhD on the end of my name. You don't. You're an idiot. You're just a laborer that works with your hands. That's how they look at folks. I'm telling you right now. That's how they look at folks. And so in today's world, I'm talking about the elitist leftists. Many times they're professors. Sometimes they're public school teachers. Sometimes they're they're leftists. They're in, you know, they have jobs where they have a gender studies degree, that sort of stuff. Anyway, so Bella Chow was an anthem in World War I, World War II, anti-fascist. It's since then become a global protest anthem. And there was a Netflix program called Money Heist where this was basically, I guess, reintroduced to pop culture. So the maniacal lunatic shooter, the evildoer, the alleged shooter, engraved some, I told you that he referenced Bella Chow on here. I want to read you the English translated versions of Bella Chow. One morning I awakened. Oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow. One morning I awakened and I found the invader. Oh, partisan, take me with you. Oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow. Oh, partisan, take me with you, for I feel death approaching. And if I die as a partisan, oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow. And if I die as a partisan, then you must bury me. Bury me up in the mountain, oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow. Bury me up in the mountain under the shadow of a beautiful flower. And all those who shall pass by, oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, 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 and all those who shall pass by will say, what a beautiful flower. This is the flower of the partisan, oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow. This is the flower of the partisan who died for freedom. So remember, he In gray, Bella Chow on the Bullets. This is not just, I mean, there's deeper meaning here. There's deeper meaning that's pushed by these radicals. I mean, this, again, I remember last week, some lunatics trying to tell me that this guy was a conservative, that he shot Charlie Kirk, I guess, because he was conservative. Anyway, I just, none of this stuff makes sense. They want to deny truth when it's staring them right in the face. But this is what this guy thinks he's the martyr here. This guy thinks that he's dying for, he wasn't murdered. He wasn't killed in the, well, it wouldn't have been murder. He wasn't killed in the response to the shooting. He's been captured. He's not apparently cooperating, but he appears to think that he is fighting a greater battle, my friends. I've got to take a break here. Get us squared away for the last segment. Before I do that, my friends, take care of your heart health. One easy way to do that, one great first step, is to go to Solte.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, and you can get a three-month supply of this all-natural product, which has been proven by science. Science has spoken on this, to reduce and lower cholesterol. It's done this for a lot of folks. It can possibly do the same for you. I take the product. You can, too. You can get a 50% discount with promo code Todd, by the way. Solte.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. This is a great first step. It's not, it doesn't involve medication. It's not a drug, but check it out. It's a great way to stay proactively healthy. I've got to take a time out there, my friend. Sit tight. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solte and its most enthusiastic customer. Solte is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solte's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solte.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solte.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You've worked hard, you've made smart choices, and now it's about making sure that effort counts, not just today, but in the future as well. Full Suite Wealth helps forward-thinking people with a coordinated approach to wealth, legacy, and legal planning. This includes private equity, private credit, options, strategies. They'll help you see the big picture, plan ahead, and make sure your success truly matters for the people you care about the most, my friend. This is about leaving a legacy. This is about establishing a plan that stands the test of time. Visit FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. FullSuiteWealth.com. All right. So, I mentioned off the top, there's one other thing I want to get to here today. Well, there's many other things I want to get to. I just don't have the time. But one other thing I want to get to today is something that I've seen on social media that's a bit of a phenomenon. And after Charlie Kirk's assassination, his murder, his death, there were a lot of people. We've documented some of this here on this program, but we've documented some of this online. You've seen it probably yourself. If you've been online, you've read them. If you've subscribed to our newsletter, because I put screenshots in there of those last week. But after his death, there were people that were celebrating online, right? They were celebrating, I mean, mocking him, mockingly saying thoughts and prayers. I mean, one of these ladies was some sort of a pastor at a church in Southern California, I believe in San Diego. A pastor. It's incomprehensible to me. By the way, if you go to church, be prepared. There are more and more people that are seeking roles in clergy, if you want to say it that way, inside of being a staff member, someone who's gone to seminary school, a minister, a pastor, those sorts of things. I'm not saying all of them. Please don't misunderstand me, but there's a higher percentage of people who are trying to infiltrate the church that way and make church more woke and more, I guess, anti-God, which woe to those people who do that. But we've got an obligation to prevent those people from having any position in our churches, but they exist out there. And listen, I get people are human, they make mistakes, but to have this level of hatred and to think that you're on the correct side of this, to think that you're doing the work of God Almighty by mocking the death of Charlie Kirk is unfathomable to me. So, but there are people on social media now who are basically digging into these accounts because look, you can have an account on social media that doesn't have to be, you don't have to prove who you are. There's anonymous, faceless cowards out there. And that's one thing you have to remember when you get so much hate from these folks. But there's anonymous, hateful cowards out there who are tough guys behind their keyboards. Well, some of these people on social media are digging into who these folks are. They've got some pretty sophisticated ways of determining how to reveal these people, not to dox them, but to take what they've been saying and to share that with their employers, to use that information to dig and say, oh, this person lives here. Look, they've posted on another social media platform where they work. I can confirm this is the person. I'm going to send this to their employer. And so they've done this. They've done this, and they are getting people fired. You know, free speech, my friends, protects you from censorship of the government. Free speech means the government can't shut you up. Free speech does not mean that there are no other consequences. You know, when you sign up, I looked into our local school's policy on social media because of some idiotic comment I got from a teacher, and I'll maybe share more about this over time. We'll see. I don't know. There's so many things to talk about. But an idiotic comment from a public teacher here in our district who accused Trump of being a pedophile. Not as an opinion, not, you know, this is textbook defamation. Now, Trump is a public figure, so there's a different level of proof. You've got to prove malice and all this sort of stuff. But that's not the point here, is that there's other consequences. Just because the government doesn't censor you doesn't mean that there can't be consequences for free speech. Your employer can certainly discipline you. Your employer can say, that breaks our policy. I don't want people out there who are saying atrocious things and celebrating the death of another human being. What is wrong with people? And they can discipline you, fire you, especially if you live in an at-will employment state. But that's what's going on. I'm curious, though, what your opinions are, because I understand. I'm just trying to present both sides fairly here. You got the one side who says, look, these people say this in a public forum. It's gross. It's reprehensible. It's a clear violation in most cases of most reasonable employers. They wouldn't want these sorts of people representing their company. And so they should absolutely know what these folks are out there saying. Because if they're saying these things in public, what are they doing internally in your business? That's a real question, I think, that people should have and should ask. The other side is, man, is this really the path we want to go down? Is this becoming too much like a cancel culture? I'm just curious what your thoughts are, because I'm not entirely sure what I think about it. I do think it's justice that these folks are held accountable for what they're saying. They're hiding behind nameless, faceless accounts. Anyway, music's here telling me it's time to wrap up. I gotta go. Friends, have a great day. Thanks for listening. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.